The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Love laughs at a king. Kings don't mean a thing. On the street of dreams, dreams broken in two can be made like new. On the street of dreams, gold, silver, and gold. All you can hold is in a moonbeam. Poor, nobody's poor. Long as love is sure on the street of dreams.
I love that. Francis Albert Sinatra, 6 minutes after 8 o'clock on AM 970. The Answer with Joe Piscopo on this Thursday, June 13th. I just love that. Here in the nightclub in Frank Sinatra's voice. Just love that. Think about it. As we broadcast from Atlantic City, how I was with Joey, talking to Joey, my big boy, about this just yesterday, where we saw Frank Sinatra. One of his last performances was at the Sands. I remember Danny Aiello, our friend Danny, was in the audience, and we saw the old man on stage. And I'll never forget, it was toward the very, very end. And then he had the prompter in front of him, and then he still went up on the words, right? And I think I've told you this before. And here, everybody so loved Francis Albert Sinatra. I mean, if you're younger, too, it's hard to just really explain or verbalize the love of Francis Albert Sinatra. So the old man went up in the words, and he looked at the audience, and he put his hands up and shrugged his shoulders like, I'm doing the best I can. The spontaneous applause, the love, the tears in that room. One of the great, even as he started to slow down, he still was the consummate performer. Just a beautiful, beautiful memory. Yet he went on and he finished that show. He did great. And you know what? He did such a great show. Walked right off the stage at that performance and he collapsed. He was dehydrated. Collapsed. And he recovered and he was okay for a while after that. But really, and that was the last time I ever saw Mr. Sinatra live. So as I hear that nightclub voice, you know, of doing two shows for 2 weeks in a row, you know, I always think of the last time I saw the great Frank Sinatra. And just a great, great memory. As we broadcast from Atlantic City, and I have such fond memories of this town, too, coming down here. And when I tell you how great the United States of America is, the great country that we are, and how they keep trying to tear us down. You know, it's when I go community to community, whether it's out at a church or the Boys and Girls Clubs, or we go and I see a little softball game that my Charlie is playing in. You know, I come down to Atlantic City, and when I walked in here, I went right to the bell desk. I didn't go to the VIP desk. I went to the bell desk because I know the bellmen that have been here almost 40 years. And sure enough, Joe, they all came out. It was like all home week, man. These are my people, my folks that I've known for, 40 years. Think about it. Coming in and out, good times, bad times, coming down to Atlantic City, New Jersey. And it was the bellman that took me over to the VIP desk, you know, to check me in, which I thought was great. Because, you know, those are the guys, the bellmen, or the kitchen staff. They're the ones that really know properties better than anybody. So it's great to be here and celebrate with my dear longtime friends in the great city of Atlantic City, New Jersey. We are here actually for the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and we're inducting our programming guru, Phil Boyce. He heads all of the programming for Salem Media. including, of course, the flagship station. That's what we are, AM 970, The Answer. So I'll make the introduction to Phil. And I guess Frankie Five Boroughs, what do you say when somebody's going to the Hall of Fame? Great guy. Here he is. I mean, you know, and Phil points.
Here's what I would say, is because nobody's listening, right? So in order to make it to the Baseball Hall of Fame, you need to bat 300, meaning you need to get a hit three times out of every 10 that you're at bat. That means you strike out or you make out 7 out of every 10 times. Phil Boyce has a batting average much higher than 300.
Yeah.
If you look at his successes and his failures, you'd be hard-pressed to name even one failure.
Can I turn it to you on stage?
No. Nobody cares what I say. That's why everybody's here to say you.
Wrong. Don't say make out when Nina Radcliffe.
Yeah, sorry. Excuse me. No,
and you're so big. You tell Al. I wasn't hugging her.
I came out of that elevator.
I was being kind
with my description on air, trust me.
She is a friend, a longtime friend, Dr.
Yeah,
Radcliffe.
You guys look pretty friendly.
You shared a platonic embrace.
Thank you, Albert. Thank you.
Al Gattulo style platonicism.
Platonicism. Well, I didn't have a muzzle on, so it's all right.
So I just said, well, you're going to go back. And I said, I walked her to the garage.
Walked
other women who have been on the show. I'm a dinosaur. I'm chivalrous. Forgive me. Here's
the difference, though. You didn't drive Dr. Nina back to your place. Not like Carol Alt. Yes?
Well, you don't drive. It's a hotel. I had no place to drive. I was very, very respectful. And just
how many people did you tip? How many people did you tip on the way?
I am broke right now. farewell to Nina.
I know this.
The elevator door opens. Out comes Frankie Vibrosi.
This is like a movie. Ready? A farewell to Nina. I mean, like, you know, where's the music? I mean, come on.
It's Robert Goulet music, clearly.
That's right.
I've tipped. You know, and so I went to Cuba Libre. I have to tell you, one of my favorite restaurants. If you're at the Latin Quarter at the Trop, you got to go to Cuba Libre. My buddy Barry Gutten owns that. So I said, Barry, I'm going down. He goes, great. We go down, and we had a nice, nice dinner. I'll tell you what, the food at Cuba Libre, it's Cuban-based. It's just spectacular. And I had chicken plain, rice plain. They had broccolini. Just the
so
way
exciting! Chicken plain,
plain
rice plain.
Cuba Libre.
Yeah, really. Right. Hey, what do you want? I want something with absolutely no flavor. Right. You got something with no flavor?
You're killing me.
Would you live a little, just a little? That doesn't involve maple syrup and French toast.
How's that for a commercial?
Really
plain there.
I did taste the guacamole.
Hi, Joe Piscopo here. If you want the plainest food imaginable.
You have to understand. If I go
and have
my grilled chicken with my Durasan on it. Listen. And then I have my rice. People sometimes, it's all sticky and it's icky. When I went to Cuba Libre.
Not yours.
There was a
yours
touch.
Is plain.
No, it was fired up on the that new fire stove that they have at Cuba Libre. Yeah. No.
Would the fire not even touch it? I'd like a plain fire. You got a plain fire? Not one of those with like hickory smoke. I just want plain. Plain fire. That's it.
Natural gas.
Natural gas. Yeah, please.
They have these fired up ovens now that they just put in there.
Yeah, but you didn't get that. You got plain chicken.
No, but they fired the chicken up on the oven. I'm telling you, it was great.
I can see the chef in the back. Plain. What's this guy talking about? You give me the rice right out of the bag. You don't even have to cook it.
So then I
don't even have to cook it.
Al, then he goes. So then I come over. The nice kid Chris helps me, the local kid, and he's serving us. So I go, Chris, great. Let me take the check. And he goes, well, I have to tell you, Mr. Gutten is now you are his guest, and there'll be no bill.
Wow.
Now, anybody else, you would go, oh, baby, get that.
That's when Joe went, give me the guacamole. I'll take the guacamole.
Oh, I forgot. I'm not done yet. Yeah, that's what you would have said. Oh, I'm not good.
I want another order of plain chicken.
I am ravenous. Free? Hold it. Let me have more of that chicken. Let me tell you.
That plain rice. Fantastic. Let me run a Yelp review.
So I go, free, great. But free means that you have to really overtip.
Oh, of course.
It costs me more in tips
It would have been cheaper if I paid for the dinner. I'm telling you right now. Hey, take a little bit. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, hey,
taste,
and then one guy, then again, we're walking out. We're walking out, and I had a little take home. I took some of that chicken home with the rice. I did for like, you know, if I was, God forbid, I room service. So I just to be safe, I took it with me.
Yeah, room
so
service, for, plain chicken. Listen, no, we don't have that.
So I asked for a special, another bag because we were putting all the things in one bag. Another bag. That cost me $20.
What did he give you, two pounds of plain chicken?
Thanks for the bag. I don't want to walk around with food in my hand. I mean, you know what I mean? Only me. But I got to tell you, Cuba Libre, I got to give it a big plug. But so I have to tell you.
Best plain chicken in Atlantic City.
It was. And it's an art form to be able to
make it. It's an art form.
It is. I'm telling you. So
it's the whitest rice, plainest rice I've ever had.
Broccolini.
No flavor. Picked right off the bush. They throw it right on the plate. You should be eating raw. I mean, really. Come on.
Okay, then.
No taste.
Okay. If Carol all says to me.
Oh, yeah. Yes, whatever you want. That's right.
You know.
Joe looks fantastic. Whatever. Well, that raw
think,
food diet.
Can I? Is this just you and me on the air now?
I guess. I don't know.
I think, what? You know, Nina.
Where's Frank?
Doctor. I'm ready.
Oh, all right. I'm making like, you know.
Sorry. Nina kind of hinted that she would go to on that media research center cruise.
Oh,
I'll go.
Yeah, nobody's
said,
listening.
Oh, I may have a choice.
Oh.
I may have a choice.
There you go.
Yeah,
because look, Nina, hey,
hangs out with Andre.
Nina, want to go for dinner one night on the ship? The best plain chicken and rice anywhere.
I can't wait.
She stole my meal.
But look at it. You're like, what?
I'd like to retract.
Yeah.
Joe, you really know
how to live. That plain chicken.
I'd have to redact that offer of going with you, actually. Redact it.
Do they stop anywhere? Can I get off and get on a plane?
Like the Mueller probe. Huh?
Well, it was nice of Paul to bring you all those sausages, though.
Thank you.
Honestly.
Thank you.
It was.
So Paul Rutella is a longtime friend. So I know him for many, many years. And this is a gentleman from Jersey. And he is head of the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, started this. Now, I remember when it was just very small. There were a couple people there. And I'm a radio geek, so I knew what Paul did. And I know how he helped out the radio station in Jersey. Now, last night, this was a big event. Major event.
Wait until you see today.
I'm telling you, we welcome Paul to the airways. Paul, well done, man. You've been working hard.
Thank you, Mr. Piscopo. Yes,
thanks for getting through all the morning, and it's good, the crazy
By
silliness.
By the way, if you like the dry chicken, have you ever had their unbuttered dry toast? Unbelievable.
Oh, you know what they do? They have the
nice
bread there, but they have the cinnamon butter. I didn't have the cinnamon butter.
It's not
butter.
Plain enough, though.
No, it's not. I had the whole thing. You're right. I had the bread at Cuba Libre was great, and I did not put the cinnamon butter on. I should have had that, but I did not. Hey, congratulations. This is great, huh?
Yeah, thanks. And thanks for being. You make a great show. It's great being here with you.
Oh, thanks, man.
No, we're very happy. You know, we're going to induct Phil Boyce into our Hall of Fame. We've got 8 inductees. One of our Harry Hurley, who you just had on, is going to be our broadcaster of the year, our first one.
Cool.
We got some great stuff happening, a lot of fun, a lot of excitement. It's broadcast, baby. It's nothing but fun.
That's good. What are you going to do it in the showroom?
Well, we're going to open with the showroom, and then we have our lunch in a ballroom, a celebrity lunch. Chris Barron from the Spin Doctors, New Jersey guys, going to come perform, and then we're back in the showroom in the afternoon for award ceremony. It's going to be a great day.
When do we induct
In the afternoon. In the afternoon. Okay. So we'll be starting that at 2:30. Phil will probably be out in about half hour.
I get it.
So
okay.
It's going to be one of those things where
you put us up first. You put us up first.
I'll get you up front. You told me you got no money left.
He knows what he's dealing
Joe,
with.
Joe, he told me no more scooch. I mean, you know. Joe, you do the right thing. You can go on at 10 a.m., all right? Come on.
You know, God love you. I'll take care of it. Because then, because you know what? I got it. No, I have time to the New Jersey State Trooper event is later tonight.
God bless our troopers. Yeah. You're so great to law enforcement. Yeah, well, you did my buddy,
you.
All right? Well, you did for my buddy Bruno, the FBI, right?
Yeah, how about that?
How
did you know? We were at the Wayne Little League.
Yeah.
Because I only do the big gigs. So I was at this was Durasan, Joe Giovanello. It's a beautiful, that's what I'm talking about, how great the country is. Yeah. And it starts for us in Jersey, man. So I go and I support with Jeff Norris. Mm-hmm. And when Uncle Floyd was there, man.
Oh, Uncle Floyd.
So then a guy comes over to me, what Paul's referring to. He comes over and goes, hey, Joe, thanks for all you do for Italian Americans. I said, what do you do? We get to talking. He was a federal agent. He was an FBI agent, correct?
Yeah. Federal agent.
And he came from Italy to America to work for the Federal Bureau of Investigation, which is great. When usually, if you're Italian, you're indicted by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. That's not true.
I'm only kidding. Inside, Joe.
I'm telling you, more than you think. So, and I say that jokingly, please don't be offended if you're Italian.
He's also head of the federal PBA.
He is head of the federal.
He is the head, and he does such a great job representing law enforcement.
So,
and,
so I go on. Now I absorb all this. Now I go on stage to say hi to the audience, and I gave Bruno a shout out. He really appreciated
it. Yeah, let me tell you, he called me. He's all excited. Aww, so he was going to be here today, but he's on vacation.
So what did we do? Are we doing? How many people in the crowd? Big crowd today, you think?
Yeah, we're about 300 or so. You know, last night we had a lot. Cost me a fortune.
You know what? You have sponsorship, I hope, because I was looking
at it. We got some great. You know what's funny? People want to be. They call this the radio show at East, right?
Yeah.
People want to be here. People don't go to the other big ones. They come to ours.
Yeah,
saw that. Have you ever seen 3 live broadcasts in a row here, a little space?
Joe's
sitting on Harry's lap. It works out. Harry sits on Joe's lap. They have a deal. But the bottom line is, you don't get this anywhere else.
This is very
celebrates Jersey.
Yeah,
and that's all that matters to me and you, I know.
That's what we appreciate. Let me know if I should I do a song. I don't know if we do a song.
Love you doing anything.
Well, right.
Come
thanks.
On, baby. Joe, you got carte blanche, pal.
It's Jersey, man. I love it.
That's right.
Paulie,
that's right.
Congratulations.
Thanks for having me on,
Mr.
Joe.
Mr. President.
Congratulations to you guys. You guys are great.
And I know you have your son with you, too.
My 3 boys.
Yeah, God bless you, brother.
God bless.
Well done.
You know, my little boy just graduated Amherst. He's going to go to medical school next year. We just found out he got in.
How cool is that?
And my oldest son's wife is pregnant, so we've got it
You are doing good.
Thank God Almighty.
Borrotella, and he's Italian as well. Thank you, Mr. President. Good to see you, Paul.
Thank you, Mr.
The amount of respect that Paul has from people in broadcasting is enormous. Now, I'm as much of a New Yorker as anybody. I'm much of a radio guy as anybody. I could not tell you who the president of the New York State Broadcasters Association is. No idea. Never met the person. Never spoke to him.
They never call.
I'm sure they're wonderful. People around the country know who Paul Rotella is, and he really laid out the red carpet for us.
And yes,
today.
He did bring sausage.
Yeah, he did.
And scrambled eggs.
And sent a car, which was very nice.
If only I had dry toast, I would have been your hero.
Kathy's great, by the driver. She was great. Let me tell you, she got me here in like 2 hours.
Well, that's
I didn't even ask.
Yeah, Scott Taylor did that for us. Yeah. Fire.
We appreciate that. We appreciate that. Speaking of traffic, speaking of roads, Debbie's out there looking out for you at 821 on AM 970. The Answer. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, good morning to you, Joe, Frank. Good morning, Paul. Good morning, everybody. Let's see what's happening out here, guys, as you head to the Taconic southbound into Baldwin Road in Yorktown. Accident on the shoulder, but traffic is very busy through that area. Southbound Thruway slowing down at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Eastbound Gowanus at 38th. Some earlier problems cleared. Westbound Belt at Bay Parkway. Watch for a crash. Still very busy as you head over to the Staten Island Expressway east in toward the Verrazano because of the earlier problems on the Gowanus. 17th Street and Midwood closed over by Avenue O with that ongoing fire department activity. Inbound side of the GWB moving along fine right now, just 15 in from the Palisades Parkway. Lincoln 35, Holland 25, 440 North still closed in Jersey City. As you get up toward Culver Avenue, accident with a down pole and wires. Fire department activity as well as you head out toward the area of Route 7 Belleville Turnpike, getting in toward Kearney and North Arlington. Rain today, high of 63. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Walsh is not afraid to call out Washington.
Do we even have a Congress anymore? I'm actually serious. Josh Misty, somebody run roughshod over our 2,900 interns. See if you can get an answer to that question. Do we still have a Congress? Because I don't know anymore.
The Joe Walsh Radio Program. Weeknights at 9, right before Eric Metaxas at 11 on AM 970. The Answer. Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
This is a message to business owners. The strongest selling proposition is to get your customer into your store in front of your product. Now you can do that digitally, everywhere, with Salem Surround. Digital marketing that easily takes your business beyond its four walls. putting your message on people's computers, tablets, and mobile phones everywhere. Your digital ad virtually puts them into your store in front of your products. Salem Surround takes the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. Call us at Salem Surround for a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggested ideas that could dramatically increase your sales. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers. Salem Surround, total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Big Al. Al's got these little esoteric comments right before I go on the air just to get me, gets me every time.
He doesn't let me do that. He has no problem doing that.
My God. If he never knows, the finger never twirls when he's talking.
Exactly.
Big Al will do it. But we appreciate it. Big Al right there in New York.
Was off the air, by the way.
Yeah, it was off the air. I know you're good with that. And Frank and Joe from Atlantic City, 825 right now. But we want you to go to Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, for Route 22 Toyota. I'll tell you, I'm going to give you 5 minutes now. I'm going to give you till 8:30. It's 825 right now. If you call 855-621-9949, first five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. You can check out the state-of-the-art service center right there on North Broad Street in Hillside. You could check out the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. Right there, and you will see Alex. I tell you this every time. I'm telling you, you're not going to get better than 0% APR financing. Well, you can get it at Route 22 Toyota with Mr. Kinsella. He's the general manager. 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. It's as simple as that. Now, you got 5 minutes. All European models are excluded. But if you call 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. Give it a call right now. 855-621-9949. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Is one of those moves, man. I love it.
I'm trying to help you out.
You got to read the John Bradnick book. Says, "Don't touch this. Don't touch the rim of the cup."
I thought I was exempt. It says,
"Don't touch." He's touching my iPad out. Don't touch my iPad.
Isn't Why is he touching your iPad? Well,
because I'm trying to.
Me learn when you took your pen and you took your pen from him.
No, that wasn't me.
Remember the guy?
That was Joe Sibilia. He's no longer with us for a reason.
Yeah. But Frank did that once too. Remember, you took one of his pen or something, and Joe looked at you with this face of horror like you just gave him Ebola. I mean,
Joe Sibilia touched. He's a kid. He was like an intern.
Yeah. Oh, no. Joe Sibilia, that was even worse. His red hair turned gray the moment he touched the pen.
When the pen is in front of you and it's your pen, you don't reach in front of the person to take the pen. And then don't put it back because I'm not going to use it.
Right.
Poor Joe. Hey, Joe's a big shot in Philly now. He's working over
there at the
CBS radio down over there. Hey, Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. One of our favorite people is AC Mike Lopez. You can follow him on social media. This is a great proponent for the city. And he was a corrections officer. Now he's also a radio talk show host on AM 1400 WOND, which is a legendary station down here in Atlantic City. Hey, Mike, good to see you, brother.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me. You, Frankie, you're here in New York's in the AC. Yeah.
I ran on the boardwalk. It's pouring. I got to get
it. Is it rain, still raining outside?
It's coming down like they
That's
say.
That's all right. That's all right.
Bolts.
But you know what, Mike? You're a great guy. We met at a GOP thing when I came down.
That's right.
Well, I was doing something for the GOP. We went to the bar over there. Remember the bar over there?
Wonder Bar.
Oh, that was fun. That was fun.
We had a blast. You had Our Lady stars. You had the nuns crying.
Yeah, that was great. Remember the nuns were there? Remember that?
Yeah.
And then we were with Dave Dabiani. We came down.
That's
and we
right.
We were at the Ocean.
Ocean Resort.
And Bruce Dyfek, what a terrible loss. And I apologize that I never called immediately, but I talked to Dave, and then he told me how upset you were, and that's why I texted you right after that.
I appreciate it.
Well, I know you were very upset. You were very close with Bruce Dyfek.
And we were. We were very close in a short period of time, about a year. Would see the guy everywhere. He would be walking around the city.
He took over the Ocean. That was the Rebel. Took over. And just as the storyline of that, he really turned around the thought process of how everyone looked at this great property. And everybody was excited about it.
Yeah.
Now, they got bought out. They went back to Colorado, died in a car crash right after that.
Right
was everything
that.
Okay? Did you hear anything else since we last talked?
Yeah, we talked a little bit. His wife, Nancy, reached out, sent a card. We sent some flowers and whatnot post the accident, and just didn't get too involved other than sending my condolences. Great guy, Joe. The interesting thing and kind of eerie was their last text that him and I had was him inviting me out to a baseball game.
Yeah,
his brother used to go to the Rockies all the time.
Yeah,
that was it on the way home. But great guy again. He loved the city, and that place wouldn't have been open without him.
You know what? And it's now I think it's doing well. It's because Bruce. You got to give Bruce Dyfek credit for stepping up and stepping in.
Coming up on a year too.
Yeah. So now you're around everywhere in this town, in Atlantic City. AC Mike.
Three of us. Don't tell anybody that.
Now listen. So now. You get hired to do. Are you doing mornings over there?
No, it's a morning. Yeah, weekends.
Yeah.
Weekends, and then I do a Friday 2 to 4 with Dan Klein.
Yeah,
so
cool.
Co-host with him, and it's cool.
So you're doing mornings on the weekends? What time? Like this
it's
time?
11, like, 11 a.m.
Oh,
so
that's not bad. That's
11,
not bad.
11 a.m. And we have fun with it. I tell everybody if you're going to church, put some earplugs in.
Yeah.
Father won't mind or whatnot. If you're going to the beach, throw it on or whatever.
You're great at that, man. And then I know. And again, we can't go on because our bosses like to stay. Salem, where everything's on Salem. So if someone asks from the outside, it's tough. But
I'm an outsider.
You're part of the family.
Joe, I totally understand you. I love you. Listen, I want to tell you something. Thank you because you're the first one that got it. You invited me, and we met at Harris for a lead organization, law enforcement against drugs about 4 or 5 years ago.
With Nick,
And then you had me. You said, Mike, mind giving a call every once in a while? Tell us what's happening in AC. So I appreciate it was you, brother.
No.
Sometimes we're a little slow down here in South Jersey.
No.
Catch on.
We have fun. It's great. The town is great. Yeah. It's a fun town. Remember me, you, and Damiani? Whose car was that? Some guy that was driving. I have no idea who that guy was. We were going from, we went to the Wonder Bar driving around.
I can't remember now, to be honest with you.
My kind of town. Hey, you're on the board of the Miss New Jersey pageant.
That's right.
Is that up and running and big time here?
Yeah, brother. So listen, last night was the opening night of preliminaries over down the boardwalk a little bit, and they all work together now. Resorts, all these casinos are working together.
Yeah, finally.
So, 8 o'clock tonight. And last night, preliminaries final round will be Saturday. MissNJ.org if anybody wants to get tickets, still available. Superstar Theater, bro. That's you.
Yeah. Is that where they are?
Yeah,
that's a great
theater
over there.
The girls are crazy about it.
Yeah, that's great. Now, is the Miss America pageant still here? They brought it back, and it went away. What's the story on the Miss America pageant?
So what the story is, NBC got it as far as the station, the TV. It's probably going to be sometime in January because you can't compete with Sunday Night Football. I don't care what you are. And that was the final night. And it may be sometime in January, and there's a couple still bidding for it. They have to work together, whoever the one, when I say the one, the casino, because you can't put 4,000 or 5,000 people in one hotel. So the casinos will have to work together, and that's what's being worked out right now. So,
I
hope so.
The pageant will be. It should be here. It's Atlantic City, man.
And they're coming up on 100 years, too.
Wow.
1921,
man.
It's been around. So how can it be somewhere else, right?
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
So listen, can you do this for us, Mike? Because you're like Mr. Atlantic City. And if you're listening, we're down in Atlantic City, and we're here with the New Jersey Broadcasters Association. Thanks for staying with us. But I got to tell you, the town is great, and we invite everybody to come down. I see the property's jumping.
Yeah.
And more people that I've seen in years. Can you could start the impetus on this. Let's knock down the old two hotels. One is the old Trump Plaza and the Hilton, both of which I played. Knock it down. Put some condos. Like Nina said, we should put condos up, no?
Yep, absolutely. Listen, I walk through there, and I ride my bike through the plaza, which I loved when it was open. I mean, that was where my first break-in with my mom and pop were players out there.
Wow.
So we'd have the rooms. And the Atlanta Club, I lived at the Ocean Club for a little bit, and Golden Nugget. Listen, they have to come down. They have to do something. Stockton, our friend Harry Kesselman, wanted to buy that.
Stockton has done more for this town. What a great university.
Joe, I want to start a sort of friendly campaign, but just say, knock it down. Hashtag knock it down. I'm serious, because that's the middle of the boardwalk, middle of the city, right off the Atlantic City Expressway. That's what everybody's
saying. As soon as you come into town, man, it's the first thing you see. I love it because it's Jersey.
Right,
and I go, this is great. Because the town's doing great, but I just love the character of it, you know?
Yeah, and then it's right next to Boardwalk Hall.
Mike Lopez, AC Mike Lopez. You could just go online, Google AC Mike Lopez, anything you need to know about Atlantic City. Matter of fact, can you get me French toast this morning? Is that a possibility?
It's coming. How do you like it again with that special syrup, isn't it?
Burn it. Yeah, well, you got to do real maple syrup.
Yeah, I got you, bro.
Oh, you're the best.
Do we get any swine with that or no? Do you want some swine? Bacon?
No, that's out.
You want some Italian sausage?
No, just a little bourbon for Frankie. This guy to my left. A little Atlantic City bourbon will be fine. Right, Stu, you're taking care of? Stu actually looked about the Starbucks. We're keeping Howard Schultz in business now. Now that he's not running for president. Hey, Mike, God bless you, brother.
Thank you. Listen.
You're a good man.
Always a pleasure. You know, this is your place.
Yeah, thank you, man.
We're walking through resorts, and everybody's talking about you.
Yeah. Well, we love it, man. And thank you for all that you do, especially for the employees of this great town. Yeah,
love
the
them.
Ones that I've known for 40
years.
And,
personally, Joe, thank you for introducing me to Mike. He and I have become very good friends. And for the listeners who are interested in anything happening in Atlantic City, even if you don't visit, if you follow Mike on Facebook and watch his regular video podcast, it's the best advertisement and the best commercial for Atlantic City ever. And you don't even have to visit Atlantic City. You feel like you're there just watching it through his videos.
So
it's really outstanding. Mike Lopez on Facebook.
Can I give my website out?
ACMikeNJ.com.
I couldn't just get the AC Mike, so it's ACMikeNJ.com. And then we updates what's going on, what's happening.
You hear that accent? Yep. That South Jersey accent, Mike.
Oh,
we love that, man. We love that. Mike Lopez, thank you, Mike.
Brother,
God bless you. Godspeed. And let's go to Big Al Gattulo back in New York. He has the headline news live and local right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
63 degrees at 836. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A Morris County man is in charge of making sure drinking water is safe, is now being charged with submitting phony samples for testing. Mine Hill resident Robert Baker arrested yesterday on account of violating the Safe Drinking Water Act. Baker, the licensed operator of the South River Water Department in Middlesex County, allegedly turned in false samples for coliform bacteria while neglecting to perform testing as per state law. If convicted, Baker could end up behind bars for as many as 5 years in prison. Not all, but some strains of coliform bacteria can cause sickness, but E. coli, a common form of coliform, can cause disease and death. The Wyandanch School District says budget woes are forcing them to cut teaching and administrative jobs. The school district says it will also slash the school transportation budget by $1 million. The $73 million school budget goes up for a vote at the end of June, but the school officials say even if it passes, it won't be enough to save jobs. State auditors have been warning the school district that it's spending millions more than it has. In sports, Yankees and Mets both off. Bombers will open up a series on the south side of Chicago tonight against the White Sox. The Mets will host the Cardinals at Citi Field. St. Louis Blues, now Stanley Cup champions for the first time ever in team history. They beat the Bruins in Game 7 in Boston by the final of 4-1. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Southbound Thruway, very busy. Spring Valley down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Speeds down to 35 at the Tappan Zee Bridge because of the rain. 684 South Ramp at Exit 6 in Katona. A disabled vehicle right on the ramp. Expect some slowdowns at the inbound side of the Lincoln. That's going to be 25 to 30. Holland 25. 440 North still closed in Jersey City with an accident. Route 7 as you get into North Arlington. Ongoing fire department activity there. We're still seeing some slowdowns this morning as you take a ride to the Garden State Parkway. The Garden State Parkway northbound stop-and-go traffic getting up and out toward the area of 140 and then in toward the area of 145. So prepare for slowdowns and watch out for some slowdowns westbound Belt in toward Bay Parkway with an accident waiting for you there as well. LIE westbound at Junction Boulevard, some ongoing police department activity. Alternate side parking in effect. Rain today, high of 63. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Kronos. Kronos, providing HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support, motivate, and engage them. Learn more about Kronos HR, payroll, talent, and time at kronos.com/HR swagger.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. The ACLU and many other liberal organizations are well-funded. You know the types, rich socialists, left-wing supporters who are bent on seeing our constitutional freedoms be dismantled. Right now, Alliance Defending Freedom is coming to those of us at AM 970 The Answer and asking us to help them continue the fight against those well-funded liberal organizations. See, whether it's your business, school, or maybe your house of worship or the place you volunteer, your freedoms are under attack. And by giving a gift of $100 right now, you not only help protect and defend your freedoms, but the freedoms of your children and grandchildren. ADF lawyers take every case that they represent at no charge to the person they represent. And that's why your gift to Alliance Defending Freedom matters. Go to am970theanswer.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. Just give $100. That will keep ADF in the fight for your freedoms, your First Amendment, and your religious freedoms in the days to come. 800-569-1559 if you'd like to dial a number. 800-569-1559. 800-569-1559. Just 50 of us giving a $100 gift right now can make a huge difference in the fight to protect your freedom and liberty and those of your children and grandchildren. What does your donation support? It stops attacks on our freedoms, and if necessary, it fights them all the way to the Supreme Court. And in fact, if we don't step up and make this fight, we may lose the very freedoms that we have come to love, our life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness for your family and your children's family. Call 800-569-1559 or go to am970theanswer.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. That's 800-569-1559.
Joe on the radio. Thank you, Albert. Hey, it's 8:41 with Joey on the radio. I tell you about Connors and Sullivan. Connors and Sullivan, if you want to get a will and a trust and you're not sure what to do, power of attorney, health care proxy, living will, estate plan, please attend the Connors and Sullivan free seminar. Have all your questions answered by Mike Connors himself. Now, on Tuesday, June 25th, at the 3 West Club at 3 West 51st Street in Midtown, at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m., Mike will be there Tuesday, June 25th, at the 3 West Club. On Thursday, June 27th, at Bocelli Ristorante on Highland Avenue, this is in Staten Island, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m., you can see Mike Connors live, and he will answer any questions that you have. It is for free. Now, if you can't make any of these free seminars, call Connors and Sullivan, please, 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500, and you will have your own free office appointment. Lisa standing by. I'm telling you, then you'll meet Bridget, and Beth will be there, Mike's beautiful wife, right? And then Rose, yes, Rose is over there. Kelly as well. Great team at Connors and Sullivan. You'll feel right at home, and if you call 718-238-6500, you get your own free office appointment. Mike Connors always says it, and he says it best. The biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Jersey Joe on the radio, 843 on AM 970. Yes, I'm telling you what. I got thank you for Lucy, because it's a goofy Thursday, and Lord knows we need it. And there's no really vital breaking news that we're missing.
Except well, tankers being attacked.
They're attacking ships
Russia
in
says,
the Gulf of Oman.
Russia says our relations with them are the worst they've ever been.
I said, the world is everything's exactly. Good. Everything's great. So we wanted to bring Kevin McCullough to the airwaves. So I have to tell you, I have to set it up because Kevin, of course, on at 5 o'clock. And Frankie, you got a hotel room for Kevin?
I did.
So he's in
and
town.
And checked him in. So that he didn't have to.
And you had a little toast with him last night?
That's right.
Oh.
Yes.
And I'm looking on the call board. Kevin is calling in.
Right. Unlike all of our other guests, he couldn't be bothered to be here
Kevin,
on time.
I'm sorry.
Which is pretty remarkable. And even though, so we both went to bed around midnight, I think.
Oh!
And yet, I was here at 4:30 in the morning.
Yes, you were.
Right? And,
yes,
and
you were.
Kevin clearly had other priorities.
Kevin, did you go back home, Kevin, or are you still?
Significant difference, Mr. Piscopo, and you and Frank, in that your hotel rooms are actually in the same building.
Oh, you're right.
Good. You know, there's a little
See,
storm.
No, he's a good debater. McCullough's a great debater. You can't debate.
That's very true.
The point well taken, yeah. Kevin. Right on the money.
He needs three scotches before he loses the debate.
Where'd they put you in Philadelphia?
With a phone connection like that, it sounds like he's in Vietnam.
All right, wait, Kevin's cross town, but you're a nice hotel.
So we put him at what was formerly the Ocean Resort Casino.
Oh, now Kevin, that's a gorgeous
now
property.
The Ocean Casino Resort, 42nd floor.
Kevin, is it busy over there? It's jumping at the Trop. How's it doing across town?
Oh well,
did we lose him? Kevin, I got you there. How do we? Only us. I swear to God, we have more problems with the phone.
Here's why we lost him. Because he's on his cell phone. Yeah. Now, you would think he's in the hotel. Right. Go to a landline.
Oh, we're going to hear about this.
Listen, you know what? You know what? I mean, honestly, Frank, you got him a hotel room? Yeah. I don't care that it's raining, whatever. You make your way over to the hotel.
You're a half hour early.
I mean,
as a
come
radio
on.
Guy,
there is no excuse for this. None. Zero.
Zero. Just so the audience knows, right? He begs to be on the show once a week for the month of June. Begs to be on.
We
said, we'll have you on. We're not going to commit to once a week. So he basically, he lobbies behind the scenes all of our bosses.
It's like a family. We're like a family.
Right, to get on
every
week.
We appreciate you being around this kitchen table.
Great.
Good and the bad of family right here.
I tell him,
on the radio.
We're going to be in Atlantic City on Thursday. Maybe you want to come down. They're honoring Phil. Oh, there he is. Okay, there he is. We're honoring Phil. Get in the hotel room. Yes.
This is good.
See, that's Amanda
coup de
grace
right
to make
there,
an
baby.
Entrance.
Now, touche.
That's right.
Touche.
Part of the problem here is you guys stayed in the same building.
Yeah.
Did you make? It's pouring outside.
Right. It is.
Kevin,
and people don't think of AC as being a.
He shows out. Shows up.
Place.
Shows up. The professional. Right there, Kevin McCullough, live. Great to see you.
But there's a storm that came up last night.
Yeah,
and
it's bad, right?
Every cab that would be facilitating rides between the casinos are taking people to work today.
Yeah, yeah.
Wouldn't normally walk. So it was literally an hour and a half wait for no cabs.
You should have taken one of the guys with the bikes on the boardwalk.
Yeah, I'd be drenched, but yeah, sure. I ended up getting an Uber, but it took like 45 minutes to get an Uber.
No.
Yeah.
Really, it's really bad outside. Is it crowded over there at the ocean, though?
No, it's very quiet.
It is quiet. Yeah.
Beautiful room. Thank you, Frankie Marano.
No, that hotel is like to die for, gorgeous.
I brought the family there last year for just a quick mini vacation in August.
Yeah,
and we had
a
great time.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
If you want to keep family-friendly stuff separate from the casino, you can easily do it because they've got it separated.
At the ocean.
Yeah.
The Trop here, too, they got a lot going on.
They do. Frankie Morano's been singing the praises of Atlantic City since I think he was born. But in the last couple of years, I've had a chance to kind of see it for myself. And the Trop's impressive. How late were we up here last night?
Until about midnight.
You guys.
Three great places we went to. Most casinos are lucky if they have one great bar. We were at three.
Yeah.
I'm like sleeping. You guys are like imbibing.
No, we went to, what was it, Tango? Right,
Tango was where you started.
Right, where we started. Yeah. Then we went for, I had a cigar. I only had one. So
what was that called, Ten Oak?
Ten North. I kept calling it Ten Oak. And then we went to Rira because he and Dawn Ellison were hungry. So it was the only place to get
food
at 11:30.
Now, I didn't eat lunch yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Of course, I did the cat show and everything else.
Yeah.
And I drove down.
Great by show, by the way, with John Katz.
That was an interesting
Wednesday.
And the lovely Margo was with us last night. So
Margo was with you.
Yeah,
I love Margo.
The whole place just had a different aura about
it. Good show.
Yeah. But we had a great time.
That's great stuff.
Kevin. And Joe, I'd never stand you guys up intentionally. I mean, if I can make it all the way to the studio in the city, I come all the way to Atlantic City, I'm going to be here.
So you,
I apologize.
You know what? It's one of those mornings.
No disrespect, Mr. Piscopo. No disrespect.
Well, we're down. I didn't know we were coming down here, man. The only reason coming down here is Frank likes to gamble. I know.
I haven't placed a single bet.
That's kind of how I got roped into coming
Jerry
down.
Jerry goes, "You want a remote, and Mr. Crowley?" And he's right. The only reason we're the only ones by the grace of God. We're doing well. Let me just put it that way. I'm going to be humble about it. And Jerry blazes that
no
path
doubt.
For us. He goes, look, you want us? Everybody, thank God, we're doing good. So we're going to Lane City. I said, oh, boss, we're being compensated. He goes, I'm washing my hands of this whole thing. He goes, Murano, somebody got us down.
Somehow Frank convinced Jerry, Joe, and Kevin that this would all be a good idea.
Is he saying he's going to party?
He did buy the first round last night. So.
Look at that. Actually, we're paying tribute to your dear friend, our dear friend, our guru, Phil Boyce. So
yeah, this is a big thing. And I, you know, anybody that's worked in talk radio for any length of time, if you talk about the personalities that have impacted the genre of the format, there's really only a handful of people that did. And there's the old class of the great talkers, Barry Gray, Barry Farber, those guys from that era.
Yeah.
And then you talk about the Rush, Sean Levin kind of resurgence of talk radio. And Phil Boyce was at the beginning of that layer
Exactly right.
And without him, Salem these days, I mean, every one of our syndicated guys ended up in the heavy 100 this year and higher than they have been in many years recently.
You're
and
like
I think
number
that's attributable
three.
To
You're like number three, man.
Well, our local guys made it as well, right? Joe Piscopo,
everybody on our
Aaron
station.
Klein.
From 6A, from 3A till 11P, every one of the voices on our station is in the heavy 100 this year, which is really cool.
It's good stuff. You know, Kevin, before we appreciate you stopping by, man, tell us about. We're running tight on time, but tell us about this whole
Defending Freedom Month continues. We are trying to help the Alliance Defending Freedom recruit partnerships out of New York, people that can join the ADF. This is a group that's fighting for First Amendment constitutional rights, and they need our help. And you can do that by going to am970theanswer.com and clicking on the banner at the top of the page and make a donation. We're just looking for 50 partners before the end of the month, and we could use your help right now. You've heard my spots and stories.
Yep.
You're going to hear more of them. They're fighting for you when no one else will, and they never charge a dime to take your case. That's why they need our help.
And before we let you go, I know we got to break. Al's in the studio. We got to break. But the Baker, I don't agree that the Baker should.
They're dragging him back to court again.
I know.
This is the third time.
If someone asks me to perform, I don't care if it's a gay wedding. I don't care if you're transgender. I'm going to perform. I have no problem with it. But if you have a problem, you should have a right not to do what you want to do. You're a business.
Correct.
So this is an assault on this guy, I think.
First Amendment.
They're setting him up. Am I right?
First Amendment speech, First Amendment right to belief, and both of them are under attack.
Kevin McCullough, Kevin's on the air at 5 o'clock.
Anybody know where breakfast is?
By the way.
I asked Kevin to bring.
I was going to offer some. It's Atlantic.
I'll find you and me some French toast, Joe.
Jersey. We may have to go to the rest stop off the parkway. We may have to go up there.
Okay, well, I got a car. We can go in 10 minutes.
We ain't getting anything right now. It's 8:51. Debbie, it's rainy, it's awful, and that means traffic and more traffic. How are we doing out there this morning?
Oh, plenty of traffic out there, that's for sure, Joe. We are seeing problems now on the Atlantic City Expressway eastbound, exit 28, an accident there to deal with. And heading to 195 West, getting out toward the area of exit 16 into Jackson, a disabled tractor trailer that's slowing you down. 34 northbound, getting up through Wall Township, reports of a collision as well. Prepare for some stop-and-go traffic as you head over to the inbound side of the Holland Tunnel. The inbound side of the Holland Tunnel waiting 30 minutes. Lincoln 11:30 GWB, a 10-minute delay. Garden State Parkway South at 143C. It's a car fire. Watch out for slowdowns as well. On the eastbound Gowanus, getting up toward 38th with some earlier problems cleared. Westbound Belt at Bay Parkway, that's an accident. And stop-and-go traffic on the westbound BQE right at Broadway. An accident blocking two lanes. Vets Highway. Looks like you're seeing problems at Lakeland Ave in Bohemia. Just cleaning up an accident there as well. Speeds down to 35 at the Tappan Zee Bridge. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher sees nothing but W's for Trump.
This is getting to be Mad Magazine, Saturday Night Live, National Lampoon, The Onion, all rolled up into one. They hate this guy so much, and they can't figure out how to stop it. He just keeps winning, and it's making them crazy.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1, on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
I'm Michael Conti.
And I'm Michael Honig from Honig Conti Perino Insurance.
Our families have been in business since 1902. We want to let you know about some common misconceptions most people have about insurance. Number one, I don't need it. That'll never happen to me.
Well, 9 out of 10 claims are water damage claims. And whether you're a business owner or a homeowner, it's not the thousands of dollars it costs to make the repairs that will shock you, but the tens of thousands of dollars it costs for a temporary office or housing.
Bet you didn't know that. Number two, insurance is like a drive-thru. And I can purchase it like a side of fries.
The process shouldn't be difficult, but it does require real people that can guide you.
Whether providing insurance for your apartment, co-op, condo, house, or your business, Michael Honig and Michael Conti are names you can trust. So call the Michaels today at 212-777-7113. That's 212-777-7113, or visit them online at honigconti.com. HONIGCONTE.com. Honig Conti Perino. Not just here to provide insurance, but insurance guidance.
We love the Michaels. Joe Piscopo on the radio 5 minutes before 9 o'clock. And now Kevin McCullough is here to do his best Al Gattullo impression.
Amazingly devoid of humor.
Al, to be fair, Joe didn't tell me what I was doing. He just saw the apple and said, when I point to you, bite the apple.
Wasn't even remotely funny. We do have a live, though.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. I'm not getting it either.
This is one of those things, because when we're off the air, usually when we go up here,
and Kevin are on the
Al
same
chomps
team.
On an apple like nobody else. Oh, we love yeah. it.
He, for a while, it was two apples.
We're super late here. We don't have time for
this. La Mela.
Perillo Tours. Yeah, you could plan that once-in-a-lifetime trip to Italy. Perillo Tours has been operating for 74 years. Comfort and convenience, that is the hallmark of a Perillo Tour, making and taking all the stress out of traveling with a never-lift-a-finger vacation. Steve Perillo runs this. I'm telling you, he is so giving. He is so caring. Steve is. When you go on a Perillo tour, he's doing that when we go on October 19th. But look, don't take it from me. Let's hear from both a Perillo tour guide and traveler.
Their memories are my memories. We're sharing an experience of life. We show them Italy as if we were ambassadors of this country. What they have seen with our help, what they have seen with their eyes, we feel happy.
This has absolutely been the most amazing thing I've ever seen. There are no pictures that you can ever see that truly capture the beauty here. And Perillo's been first class all the way.
They are first class all the way. Linda and Steve, the Perillo family, they're really like royalty in Jersey, you know. We invite you to call 888-PERILLO, please. You can request the 2019 Italy brochure. That's 888-PERILLO, P-E-R-I-L-L-O. or visit PerilloTours.com or your travel agent. Once again, 888-PERILLO.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Joe Lundberg is out there getting ready for his 24-hour bike-a-thon. This guy, Rob, is with us. How are you, Rob? How are we doing? Rainy all day, huh?
Yeah, it looks like rain into at least the early afternoon hours, maybe a few showers, maybe even a rumble of thunder later this afternoon and evening. But then we're going to see drier conditions overnight, getting cooler down into 59 for a low tonight. Partly sunny, windy tomorrow, high 74, but the nice weather comes back on Saturday. Mostly sunny skies, temperatures rebounding back into the low 80s.
All right, Rob, well done. Thank you. Thank you very much. Piscopo in the morning down in the... we're doing our Al Gattulo impression.
Oh, hold on.
What are you doing? Wait, Al, you in that apple too?
Yeah.
This is somebody. Kevin, thank you. Kevin McCullough's with us. Stu, great job, by the way, mounting this whole thing this morning. And Frankie is in a loose mood. Loosey-goosey, that's the way we're broadcasting today. I hope you don't mind. But it's a great place, Atlantic City. We invite you to come down. And we're going to have guests you may not ever heard of, but they always have an interesting story to tell. Just give up in the morning. We're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
61 degrees at 8:59. Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The U.S. Supreme Court expected to decide later today on whether to hear an appeal in the Bridgegate scandal. Former Chris Christie aides Bridget Kelly and Bill Baroni seeking a hearing in front of the court. They were convicted of fraud and civil rights violations for their role in a plot to create gridlock in Fort Lee in 2013. Prosecutors say the move was political payback against Fort Lee's mayor for refusing to endorse Christie for governor. Five people, including a baby, have been injured in a huge blaze that has ripped through three homes in Midwood, Brooklyn this morning. The fire broke out around 4:30 at 1488 East 17th Street. Nearly 200 firefighters called in to battle the flames. No word on what has ignited the large fire.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.